Nope. Nobody's here. The captain has been shirking his duties.
That's because they weren't going anywhere.
But what happens when we leave? Does everything just stop?
Well, apparently not. Otherwise, we'd find things exactly as we had left them, right?
I can hear the propellers. Huh. We're moving again.
Look over there. Do you see those thunderheads? That's where we're headed again.
Oh, but why is there always a storm? Why do we keep repeating the same pattern over and over?
Our presence may be disturbing the elements for all we know. But right now, I'm going to find the captain.
Hey, man, I know how to fly this thing.
Yeah, right.
Will you teach me how to steer this, Mojo?
Well, it's more than just turning this big wheel. You have to keep the nose from dipping down like this. Or pointing up like this. Because everything will go sliding all over the place.
Captain! Captain, has anyone seen the captain?
I'm going to turn this thing around and we're going to run with the storm.
Lightning flashes across the bow of the great Zeppelin as the black, boiling clouds fling the ship forward.
Oh, man, we are moving now.
Oh, is this storm worse than the last time?
It certainly feels that way.
Who is flying my ship?
C'est moi, mon capitaine.
Hamojo. You are back at the controls?
Yeah, but Matt, this storm is just too crazy for Mojo.
Here, move it. I will take over.
Where is Jack?
I have not seen her, Flanders.
That storm, it came out of nowhere.
I think this is worse than the last time.
This is a good storm. Yeah.
Onwards the ship is hurled. The winds howl. Lightning flashes as thunder crashes around them. And then suddenly, they're free of the storm. Once again, the clouds vanish. The vast sky of blue surrounds them. The captain relaxes.
Man, that sure was a way to pump up some adrenaline.
That was another fierce one.
I'm going to find Jack.
Captain, what do you do when we're not here?
Life goes on, does it not?
It does for me, but I don't know about you.
What are you saying?
When we run out of steam, the projector shuts down, and we go back to our lives. But you, I don't know what you do.
The Contessa and I have been wondering too. And yet, somehow it does seem natural.
Like, this is your life?
This is. And that is all there is.
And there never was a was?
There was. But I don't remember all that there was.
Captain, did anyone ever take your photo?
Eine Fotografie? Aber natürlich, yes, of course, many times.
Did anyone ever take your photo with a special camera? A camera that captured images on glass slides?
Can you describe the camera?
I think it was probably pretty big. It could have been on wheels or take a couple of men to carry.
I don't recall. Do you have a photograph of such a device?
Do I have a photograph of the camera that took the photograph? No.
I will speak to the Contessa Illuminato. Perhaps she can recall such an apparatus.
Oh, man. Do you see what's out there?
Oh, yes. We are among the islands that float among the clouds.
Ah, there you are, Captain.
Hey, Jack. You should have seen me flying this thing.
I didn't have to see it. I could feel it.
Where's the Fräulein?
Claudine is back there talking to the Contessa.
Did you look out there? We found us another island.
Oh, tell me it's not Andola's island, huh?
This one is different.
Captain, can I borrow your telescope?
Of course. Here, take.
Now, that's really strange.
What are you seeing?
It looks like a city of circles.
What is that?
All the buildings are, well, they're round. I can't tell exactly what they are.
We will sail over the island, then we will see.
Captain, were these islands man-made?
We know nothing about their origins.
Yeah, but surely you've heard stories.
There were legends of engineers who were either giants or gods.
So all that you know is mainly myth.
Who could believe these islands were real?
Jack, if you don't mind, I'd like to borrow that telescope.
Oh, sure. Here. Tell me, Captain. Now that we know the islands do exist, why are we always encountering the same storm? And why are we always being blown back here?
Well, Herr Flanders...
No, please, just call me Jack.
I prefer Flanders.
Oh, fine. But you were about to say...
It is never the same storm.
Okay, but why does a storm always appear right after we arrive?
Perhaps you are the cause, are you not?
You're blaming me?
No. When you arrive, it appears nature must adjust to this intrusion, right?
So you feel we're intruding, huh?
Your presence has an effect, does it not?
Well, you do have a point. But tell me, Captain, where were you when we first arrived?
I was here, on the Illuminato.
But what were you doing before we arrived?
Hey, I see life down there.
What do you see?
Well, there's a couple people standing around, and it looks like some animals too, but no one's moving.
What are all those circles down there?
They're buildings. They're shaped like big gears, with lots of teeth.
Are they all connected?
Well, sort of. There's some walkways in between. The buildings are only a couple stories high, but there's one big round one in the center.
Captain, what do you make of this island?
It appears to be inhabited. Mojo has seen people and even animals, yeah?
Well, there may be statues. I haven't seen anyone move.
Where is Contessa Illuminato?
She will be joining us soon.
That city down there looks like a colossal clock.
Do you mean covering the whole island?
Yeah, it appears that way.
But why?
Why did they build a clockwork island? That is a good question, is it not?
Maybe the other islands used to drop by just to see what time it was.
Good one, Jack.
But where is the clock face? Are there hands and numerals?
I didn't see any, and I didn't see a giant key to wind up this city.
Mojo, over there. What is that?
That's a kind of campanile. Looks like a clock tower.
Are you looking for a place to moor the Zeppelin, Captain?
Oh, Mojo, may I see?
Oh, Contessa. Yeah, here you go.
Is there a clock?
No clock.
There are people below, but they're standing still.
Yeah. No one seems to notice us.
People always stop and look up when a Zeppelin comes sailing overhead.
I believe they are not alive.
Are they statues?
Here, Claudine, see for yourself.
Thank you.
Is nothing moving down there?
It appears as though they are frozen in time.
What a strange city. The buildings are shaped like clockwork gears.
And with lots of teeth, too.
It is like a cosmic clock, is it not?
Yeah, but if it is, time has come to a stop.
The Great Zeppelin is moored to the top of the campanile. Jack, Mojo, and Claudine once again prepare to descend in the wicker basket down to the island below.
Mojo, do you want my Mauser M712 Schnellfeuer?
It doesn't look like there's anything alive down there. But if there is, I'd just as soon not shoot it.
Flanders, do you have the Funksprechgerät?
Yes, Captain. I have the talkie-walkie.
Good. Then everyone is ready?
Lower away.
Wait. You know what I think we should bring? An oil can.
Are you planning to oil the city, Jack?
It looks a little rusty, huh?
You may find something to squirt, yeah? Okay, I will find you an oil can.
I think you're going to need a pretty big can to get this city ticking again.
Do you think they are all robots down there?
Well, you remember Andola, the mechanical plant woman? When we first met, it took a while to stop her squeaking.
Yeah, a little oil would definitely have helped.
The captain returns with an oil can. The trio climb into the basket. They bid farewell and are slowly lowered down into that strange clockwork city below.
Man, do you think these buildings could revolve around?
Is the city really a giant clock?
Who knows?
It doesn't look like anyone is coming over to greet us.
Oh, hang on, here comes the ground. If this is a clock, I wouldn't want to be down here when it started chiming.
Flanders, are you there?
Oh, yes, Captain. We are now approaching one of the creatures we were observing from above.
Is it a statue?
Mojo, is it still alive?
Well, I hope not.
It is an automaton.
An automaton?
Yeah, it's mechanical. Or was.
Yeah, it looks like you wind it up.
But I don't see a key.
No key?
Oh, this poor fellow is rusted beyond belief.
Jack, look at this.
Hmm?
It's a woman. But you see how she was taking a step? And then just stopped.
Maybe she just wound down.
It looks that way.
Man, look over there. I think that's a mechanical ostrich.
What did Mojo say?
It's a wind-up ostrich.
Was? Ein mechanischer Strauß?
Whatever.
This thing is life-size. Wind him up and I bet he could strut.
These automata are so incredible.
Well, they were. But now they're just rusted scrap metal, I think.
Yeah, but when these guys were all wound up and walking around, it must have been one crazy city.
But why were they built? Just for someone's amusement?
I don't know that we'll ever know.
Let's take a look inside these buildings. We may find something.
Captain, we're going to enter a building.
I will wait for your report. Ciao.
These buildings didn't revolve around, did they?
No, I don't think so. They're designed to look like gears, and from above, they appear to be connected to each other.
Why build a city that resembles a clock, but it doesn't do anything?
Maybe it was all symbolic or something.
Hey, I found a door.
Well, shall we?
And meanwhile, back on the Illuminato...
Contessa, when the world appears to be in chaotic confusion, it is the clocks that give us order out of chaos.
You're referring to the mechanistic worldview, a clockwork universe.
The theory of a clockwork universe compared the universe to a mechanical clock, wound up by God and ticking along a perfect machine. Its gears governed by the laws of physics.
They saw our world and the universe as a machine.
Yes, but also animals and plants, even human bodies, were seen as machine.
But a mechanistic universe would be inanimate and purposeless. Inanimate means soulless, does it not?
The god of the world machine was conceived of as a designing intelligence, an engineer, a mathematician. They pictured God in the image of man.
God is still seen as that.
True, but this was a time theologians took it for granted that animals, plants, and the world as a whole are machines. They tried to fit God into this mechanical universe. They believed God is the great machine maker.
But who believes this now?
They say the world will end one day.
And the universe, that too will wind down?
That will take a little longer.
Captain, are you there?
Yeah, Flanders, what have you found?
These buildings never did move. They're here to protect what's inside.
Hey, Jack, over here, there's some more.
Here's another automaton.
More automata?
Yeah, apparently.
They're not rusted like the ones outside.
And look, they're even wearing clothes.
Really? Who's that? Gypsy fortune teller?
Do you think she could speak?
It's possible, but I doubt she would be much of a conversationalist.
Hey, there's another one over here. He's got a top hat, a cape, and a cane.
Well, sounds like Mr. Peanut.
No, man. He's holding a deck of cards. He's a magician.
Jack, can we wind them up?
Well, there's a hole in the back to fit a key.
But where is the key?
I don't see any keys.
There may be something on the Illuminato we can use. Captain?
Yeah, Flanders?
Do you have an adjustable wrench?
What?
A spanner?
Spanner? You mean Schlisser?
Yeah. I want to see if we can wind up one of these automata. But we need some sort of a key.
I will send down a toolbox.
Good, thanks.
Henrik, why don't you deliver it personally?
Oh, good idea. Good, good.
Captain, you joining us?
I will debark shortly. Ciao.
Well, looks like we're going to have the captain's company.
Oh, man! I just stepped on the devil's tail!
You did what?
Woohoo! Old Satan himself. Horns, goatee, cape, and holding a pitchfork.
Oh, nice. Well, they appear to have all of civilized society represented down here, right?
I don't think we should wind up the devil.
He does look frightening.
There's a lot of dust down here.
You know, when these things walked around this island, how did they keep from bumping into each other?
I don't know. Maybe magnets?
A compass?
A compass built inside?
Well, they are essentially mechanical clocks, are they not?
Mr. Flanders, are you there?
Yes, Contessa.
Has Captain Von Bombom arrived?
We haven't seen him yet.
But there's a ship approaching.
A flying ship?
Another Zeppelin?
Yes, another Zeppelin, and it appears to be approaching rapidly.
Oh, man! Sky pirates! I want to see this.
Mojo, wait for me.
Contessa, are you viewing the ship through the telescope?
Yes, I am, and I have never seen anything like it.
I think we better find the captain.
The ship is headed straight for the Illuminato.
Oh, great!
There's Captain Von Bonbon.
Captain, Another ship is approaching.
What ship? Where is it?
The Contessa just spotted it.
Contessa, where is the ship?
It is coming from the east.
There. There it is. Do you see?
Man, that thing is moving right along.
Captain, what do you make of this?
I've never seen any ship like this.
Can it be sky pirates?
Anything is possible.
Do you have any way of protecting the Illuminato?
We are a luxury liner. We are not a battleship.
Is it a real ship?
Why do you say that?
See? It looks like a football.
Well, that's sort of what Zeppelins are, aren't they?
Yeah, but the gondola isn't much more than a basket hanging below a balloon.
It does appear to be a home-crafted Zeppelin.
You mean someone put it together in their barn?
I think they better turn, or they're gonna fly right into the Illuminato.
Oh, I should be back on my ship. Fantomal!
Oh my God! Look! Do you see who it is?
It's Andola.
The mechanical plant woman?
Oh man! She's come back to cook my goose. Oh.